Get in the huddle with Palisade Bulldogs basketball on the team.
Warrior Challenge Boys basketball tournament starts at Central tonight. First game of the season for the Palisade Bulldogs and the first game for their new head coach, Corey Hitchcock, who joins us right now. Corey, appreciate the time. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Corey. Doing well. So you take over the Palisade program after your time at Southwest in New Mexico, coaching the men's basketball program there. It's a return to the Western Slope, a place you've wanted to come back to for quite some time after your time at Glenwood Springs. So how's it gone the last few months, moving to back to the Western Slope, to the Valley, and taking over this Bulldogs program?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. I've been, truly excited about these guys and how hard they work and their commitment. And, Palisade's a great school. We got great administration. We got great kids. So it's just been a joy to be back.
Corey Hitchcock, coach of the Palisade boys basketball team with us. And Bulldogs went 10-5 last year, Corey, with Clay Kame as their coach. They went 8-3 and finished in third place in the Western Slope League and ultimately made it to the postseason, but lost to Aurora Central 50-36 in the first round of the playoffs. But when you look at the squad that you have this year out at Palisade, that you have some talented players coming back. Certainly among them is Donovan Mestis, who was last year a junior, averaging just under 10 points per game. So a guy that you're going to count on a lot to provide some leadership and scoring for this basketball team. But lost a lot of really talented seniors from last year, most notably Kenny Seriani, that led the way in double digits. But talk about this year's group of players that you have out of Palisade.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of guys that are going to have, their first year on varsity and get a little taste of it. Obviously, with Donovan and Paul, and Ryder, we got a couple guys that played a little bit of varsity last year. But, we got some guys that are going to be kind of green and learning as they go. But I'm going to look at our seniors to kind of carry us and help lead the way and show the young guys how we're going to do it.
Well, Ryder Mancuso, of course, has been a very good baseball player for Palisade the last couple of years. You mentioned him getting an opportunity to be more of a leader. What are the expectations for a player like Ryder Mancuso, Corey?
Oh, man, Ryder is the sky's the limit for him. He's just so athletic and just a physical specimen. And, I just love coaching him. He's our glue guy. He's like the guy that will take the charges, that bangs around a little bit down low, get some rebounds. He'll do a little bit of everything for us, and I love his energy and just so coachable. And I think that, for us, we need someone that's going to be able to be that bruiser down low and be willing to do a little bit of dirty work. So our expectation for him is to kind of continue doing what he's doing and push the other guys and challenge the other guys to play physically tough. And with the style of defense that we play, it's important that these guys, play physical and a little chip on their shoulder and are aggressive.
Bulldogs head coach Corey Hitchcock with us today on the Team Sports Network. Nick Campbell got to play some last year as a sophomore, now a junior, part of that long line of Campbells that have played out at Palisade High School. Talk about him a little bit and what you've seen from him in regard to leading up to the start of the season.
Yeah, Nick's, he's come a long way since I got here. I'm really excited about him. I'm really excited about all our guys, but our junior class is our deep class right now. And, they're going to really get their feet wet this year and get a lot of experience, which is going to be really good for us. But Nick, he plays tough defense. He can shoot it from the outside. We're trying to get him to, open up his game a little bit more and be a little more aggressive attacking the hoop. And I think he has great vision, and he's one of our guys that I'm really leaning on to kind of step up and have a great year for us.
Palisade Bulldogs basketball coach Corey Hitchcock with us on the Team Sports Network. Of course, you took the job, in the spring, right around that period of time. The offseason, how did you approach that in terms of trying to develop some, personal chemistry with your players, but also to try to get them to learn some of the new systems that you're trying to impart, Corey? How did that process work throughout the summer?
Obviously, we held open gym 3 days a week, and we did weights in the summertime, and then we went to camp. I thought it was important for us to kind of get away and do an overnight camp just to kind of do some bonding. And so as far as the X's and the O's, I wasn't really too worried about that this summer. We didn't really know what we were going to get coming into tryouts. So we have, I want to say, six new faces that made our varsity team that didn't play with us this summer. So, you know, we just kind of really worked on, you know, terminology, you know, expectations, kind of, you know, continue to show them what hard work is and what it's going to take to really compete at a high level. And, you know, my biggest thing here is, you know, it's been a while since Palisades won a league championship. That's kind of what our goal is. And, you know, we want to push these guys to go outside their comfort zone a little bit and chase something that hasn't been done here in a long time.
Palisade boys basketball coach Corey Hitchcock with us today on the Team Sports Network. So you open up the season with the Warrior Challenge tonight at Central, 8 o'clock. The late game when you take on Centaurus, they're off to a good start. They beat Frederick 64-57. And for them, John Lewicki led the way in that victory with 15 points. What have you heard about this Centaurus basketball team, Corey?
I mean, obviously they're tough. You know, they like to run and gun. They do a little bit of dribble drive. They're very active defensively. You know, obviously John's a heck of a basketball player. If you looked at his stats, he was well-rounded that game. You know, I think they beat a very good Frederick team that we got a chance to play this summer. So, you know, we know that's going to be a dogfight tonight. And, you know, they're one of the top teams in the state. They got votes for that top 10 this last week. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but I'm excited for the challenge. I've never wanted the easy preseason schedule. I don't think that benefits any of the programs that I've ever coached. So I'm excited to play a top-tier team right out the gate to kind of see where we're at.
Corey Hitchcock, coach of the Palisade boys basketball team with us. So once again, Bulldogs and Centaurus at Central at 8 o'clock tonight. And then it's the another late game for your basketball team on Friday night, Corey, where you take on the host Central Warriors, and it's – you know, not in the same league, but in terms of battling for the bragging rights of the east end of the valley, it's a game that gets a little extra tension because of the proximity and kids knowing each other the way they do.
Yeah, I've been told it's called the Battle of 32 Road. That's what I've been told. But you know, it's a cool experience for the kids. You know, I'm excited to kind of be in that kind of environment and you know, watch two great teams go at it. I know John's going to have his guys ready. Does a great job over there. We were fortunate enough to kind of scrimmage them in the fall and then go to the scrimmage last week. So he does a good job over there. So I think it's going to be a good battle. And I'm excited for our guys just to get an opportunity to compete and see where we're at.